I'm Erica Farber, President and CEO of the REB, and welcome to Radio on Main Street, the podcast all about radio. Our latest podcast series focuses on one of radio's greatest and most special assets, our on-air talent. As we continue to say, radio was the original social medium, and its on-air personalities are the original social media influencers. Some of these radio influencers have greater reach and followers than that of other media. They have incredibly strong ties to local communities based on a foundation of trust and emotional connection. As individuals who entertain, educate, and inform, radio influencers have the power to affect and impact behavior and brand consideration. On a daily basis, they create environments that connect their audiences with businesses to help drive brand awareness and increase sales for those businesses' products and services. In our third podcast of the series, we hear the conversation I had with Edgar Sotelo, known as Shaboy on the radio and host of The Shaboy Show, a nationally syndicated bilingual and bicultural radio show. So Edgar, you do it all.
Right now, yes, we're doing it all.
Like several people in the business, I remember the first time I actually met you.
Yeah.
And it was at an NAB. And it was during the Marconi Awards. And you made quite an entrance that night.
I believe that was Dallas. Yes, Erica. It was a fun night for sure. Celebrating so many great talents in our industry.
So I need to ask you, did you always know you wanted to be on the radio?
You know, I didn't, but I always knew that I love people. I love listening to people. I love encouraging people. And I wanted to serve people. And that's something I always knew. And I actually studied psychology in college and then got a master's in leadership because I wanted to learn more about people and how do they think and behavior and et cetera. And then there was a very impactful moment where my older brother, who is involved in radio, his name is Eddie Piolin Sotelo, he did a march for immigrant rights in LA, and close to a million people marched that day in a peaceful manner for immigrant rights. And that's the day that I felt a huge tug to go into entertainment because of the impact that radio can do and that intimacy, you know, to bring out a million people at that time in LA in a peaceful manner. And that's what inspired me. That moment is what got me to get into radio.
And you've been running ever since, my gosh.
Yeah. From there on out, went to San Francisco doing Spanish radio, Dallas doing Spanish radio, and then I crossed over and did a top 40 English radio in New York and then here in LA. And then 3 years ago, launched our independently owned radio show, which is bilingual, targeting English-speaking Latinos, but really being bicultural, which is the most important thing, playing both English and Spanish music.
So from your perspective, what makes really great radio?
Authenticity, being super real, unfiltered, and really making it about the listener and engaging with them. That's what makes great radio. And really that moment where you can, that listener feels like they are the only person that exists in that moment, in that time. I am speaking to you, and that's all that matters.
And then when you think about your show and your format, which is quite unique, being both Spanish speaking and English speaking, because there are very few shows like that. You know, what makes you different? What sets you apart?
Great question, Erica. So in my radio career, doing Spanish radio and then crossing over to English, I always felt like there was a certain side of me, right? Either my Latino side that didn't come out as much, not that I was hiding it, but obviously depending on the format and so on and so forth, or my assimilated side. And I wanted to create a show where I could be 100% of who I am. There are a lot of people.
There's that authenticity again.
Yes, I want to be 100% of who I am and bring that forward, because there are tons of Latinos living the lifestyle that I'm living, which is we are proud to be American. We love our country. At the same time, we love our roots. We love our music. We love our Spanish music. We love our culture, all these things, right? So I wanted to create a show that can really reflect that. And if you look at Latinos and the way they're booming in population right now, really the increase in population is no longer coming from immigrants, but it's now coming from first, second, third generation mm-hmm. Latinos. And that's who I'm speaking to, the next generation, which is here now.
That's such a great point. You know, we talk about multicultural audiences at the REB quite a bit. And in many cases, when people will say, well, it's, you know, the minority, well, that's not the case anymore. In that's many correct. Cities, it's the majority.
Absolutely. And that is what we're finding, you know, in cities like in Texas, many of our cities that we're syndicated in, you know, Houston, McAllen, and even Albuquerque, right? And really in tons of places, there's a huge representation in Latinos. And what we're receiving, the feedback from our listeners is like, oh my gosh, I can finally connect with the radio show that gets all of me, right? They're like, I don't have to flip back and forth from my top 40 or hip hop station and my favorite Latin rhythmic station or Spanish station. I get it all in one place. And, you know, that's really what streaming and music has done, is that it's brought so many cultures together. And so you look at somebody's playlist today and they can have all different genres. And I think radio is no longer a box. We can't be put in a box. You can't put people in a box. We are many things. And that is what our show wants to represent, is that lifestyle. We're not targeting a format, but we are representing a bilingual, bicultural lifestyle that is mm-hmm. English dominant.
So in the music, is it also reflected? Some is English speaking and some is Spanish language as well?
Yes, Erica. In some of our radio stations, we do play English and Spanish rhythmic music. In others, it's just Spanish. In others, it's just more English. Mm-hmm. But it depends on the program director and the time zone where they pick up our show across right. the country.
So when you're on the air, what are you thinking about? You know, for those of us who are not on the air for years, it's like, oh, it's so easy. There is nothing easy about what you do, in my opinion.
Right.
Where I am in awe of all of you who are on the air that are doing this, not only day after day, but hour after hour. When you think about it, it's you and that microphone. And so what are you thinking about when you open that mic?
I'm thinking about having a great time, because I know that if we have a great time, our listeners are going to have a great time. And I think more than ever right now in our society, there are so many bad news, so many difficult things that we're dealing with as a society, that for that moment, that one person that I'm talking to, even though we're heard nationwide, but that one person, that's all that matters, is to know that they matter, they are worth it. I want to empower them, encourage them, make them laugh, make them cry. Why not have them get mad at me too? You know, I want them to feel alive. So that is what I think of when I go into every break, is how can I make this matter for that listener? And even if they didn't know they were interested in this topic or this thing, how can we make them feel something, right? And also be a reflection of their life. In our show, our listeners are the stars. We request audios via Instagram DM. So yeah, people call in and whatnot, but we're using technology, and you know, Instagram and social media is not the competition. It really works hand in hand. And people are now sending us their voice messages via Instagram DM. And within seconds, they're on the air hanging out with us, right? The way we like to talk about our show, it's like a family and friends get together, you know, a carne asada, barbecue in the backyard. You have that fun cousin, Prima Vane, that is the life of the party.
And the crazy cousin. The
yeah, you have the whole family mix. And that's really what our show is this really raw and authentic. And there's times where we're cracking up. There are times where we're educating and empowering. There are times where we're helping out the community. There are times where we are genuinely crying because of things that are going on in our listeners' life or our own. Like within the last 3 years, both of my parents went to heaven, and I shared those moments with our listeners because I know that I'm not the only one dealing with a loved one passing away. And those moments really go a long way, those authentic, real moments. So we're just doing life together.
You spoke about using Instagram as a way to connect with your audience. And, you know, it used to be in radio, all you would do is open the mic and it was that one-on-one. But now, as you say, you have technology to touch people's lives in a much more dramatic way. Has that changed the way you approach your show and how you communicate with your audience?
Social media has changed the way we do our show in a great way. Let me tell you why. The way I see radio is we're not doing a radio show. We're creating content in a radio or audio studio. And radio is one way that, or one vehicle, if you will, that is reaching our audience. But I like to think of us as 3D, right? Our show, I always talk to the team, is like, how can we make each segment or as many segments or moments 3D? What does that mean? We're on the air, we're on radio, but we're also digital. What's the visual behind it? What's the video that people can see or watch or picture? And then also the third one, 3D, is grassroots. How can people feel that we are next to them, either physically or emotionally, but we're truly there with them? And social media has really helped us out, you know, from people sending us a picture or a video or a voice message in that moment. People don't have to wait on hold anymore on the phone line, right, to go on air. They could send a message and record it on their phone like they would talk to a friend.
Right.
And then within seconds, they're like, oh my gosh, I'm on the radio, you know? And although it may seem like you're reaching the masses, but to that listener, it's still a one-on-one, you know, because it's their DM. And DM means direct message in Instagram and on other platforms. So it's been a lot of fun to be able to connect with listeners everywhere where they're at, but mainly the platform starting within radio.
You know, you talk about that connection with your listener and how important it is and that one-on-one communication. Can you share a story that specifically talks about a special relationship or a moment in time that you had with a listener?
Oh my gosh. So many amazing stories, especially when we get to meet our listeners in person, right? Recently we met Camila, one of our biggest listeners. She's a senior in high school and her father, and she is blind and she's an amazing student. And the way she consumes the world is through audio. And we were in a parade recently in Santa Maria, California, one of our cities where we're heard at, and her dad brought her. And the joy that she brought us, the excitement, and we were just so grateful because it's been challenging for her at times to make friends at school. And she was sharing with us that we were her friends. And I mean, I even get a little bit emotional thinking about that, but she's just so full of joy. And that's the reminder that we need, and the spirit of gratitude that we get to be people's friends and companion and let them know that they're not alone and that they matter. Another story, I actually have this picture here. We got a DM on Instagram from a listener who says, hey, my husband is going through a difficult time. He got locked up. He's in jail, but he listens to you guys. The only thing that gets him through the day, every day, he's an amazing artist and he would love to draw you guys a picture. And I was like, oh my gosh, absolutely. And she mailed it to us. Her husband did this.
Oh my gosh.
Drawing in jail. Shaboy. And got the teeth and the cheeks. Perfection. And then along here, he has all of our different segments, like our benchmarks written on there. That we do on the show. And it's absolutely amazing. And I'm so grateful. But those are the moments and the power of radio, from specific moments like that to even we did a campaign recently with a nonprofit called Create Purpose. And thanks to our listeners and their help, we were able to not only buy an entire orphanage and the kids in the orphanage laptops, but also sponsor an entire year's worth of computer classes.
Wow.
So that when they outgrow the orphanage and they reach a certain age and they can't be there anymore, they have skills to not return into poverty, but they can go out and work and hustle. And our listeners were absolutely amazing in helping us provide that for the kids in Tijuana, Mexico.
Well, for those that are listening to this podcast and can't see you, I love that the insignia on your shirt says a very good start.
Yes. Yes, thank you.
I love that. If you had 30 seconds to convince an advertiser on why they should include radio in their marketing, what would you say to them?
I would say that audio is the most intimate way of connecting with somebody, especially because it's so close to our mind, right? It's our ears and it's our heart. And there's no other connection that we have deeper than our favorite radio host or our favorite person that hosts something that we connect and we feel like we know them, right? We've all had that instinct. And why wouldn't you want somebody that feels like they know them to be that bridge for you and your product or your service? It's that trust factor. And radio has that trust factor. And we've seen it again and again and again where campaigns do tremendously well with radio, especially with services or products that are new or maybe are trying to revamp themselves because there's a trust issue there or like, why should I do it? And that's the power of endorsements where you have an authentic radio host saying, I believe in this.
Mm-hmm. Can you share an example of how you have worked with an advertiser, either an endorsement or whatever you think, but something that you were connected with that, and how you measured success?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the coolest experiences we've had so far is the government was having a difficult time getting Latinos to sign up for the Affordable Care Act. And again, a trust issue, right? And they were trying different mediums, right? They were trying digital, they were trying TV, et cetera. And they finally reached out to us and we did a campaign on air where we really spoke about this and the reality of it and how affordable it can be, how it can really help you out with your family and so on and so forth. And they saw their numbers jump through the roof to the point where, you know, we got invited to the White House to be a part of an event, basically honoring the fact that that was reached and those goals were reached. Wow. That is one of many, but it's really being that bridge and being able to trust. We did a campaign with Skechers as well for back to school where, you know, we gave out back to school gift cards on the air, but also again, 3D, right? On air, digital and in person. And then we went and gave out 100 pairs of shoes to kids on top of that. And what a blessing that was, right? For parents to be able to be there and kids are saying, oh my gosh, this is the first time I've ever shopped for shoes. And my mom didn't tell me, you can't afford those. We can't buy those. You only got $30 or $40. And that was awesome. And that goes a long way, right? Is like the brand gets exposure. They're seeing people come to their stores, getting familiar. And on top of that, especially with the Latino community, hey, if you help out my family, guess what? You got my support.
Mm-hmm. Well, that family connection is so critical, isn't it?
Absolutely. And especially with the type of show that we do, which is bilingual, bicultural, a lot of times right now, especially in Latino families, is you have the parents listening to one thing while they're driving, and you got the kid in the back with the headphones or AirPods on listening to something else in a completely different language, right? And we keep hearing this from parents and youth and people in their 20s and so on and so forth, that this is the first time in the car that they can all listen to something together and it relates, right, to that parent that maybe is an immigrant or first gen, and then their children who are second, third generation, and they can relate to what we're talking about because I experienced it. I'm an immigrant. My co-hosts are first or second generation Latinos, and one's in, you know, still getting her master's. Her name is Kim. My co-host that does a ton of community service. And it's being able to connect with them through our life where people feel represented. And I think that's so important, is to know that you're being represented wherever you're going.
You're also eliminating a myth we hear, and that is young people are not listening to the radio. And that sounds like that is to the contrary to your show, because not only right. is the parent, but you have a lot of young people who are engaged with not just your show, but you as a personality, as an influencer.
That is correct, because that's what makes it so powerful, especially because our show is so unique to that bicultural lifestyle, right? That these high school students, middle school students, elementary school students haven't found anything that's speaking to them and their life experience in radio or any other medium on a constant basis, right? On a daily basis, and it becomes part of their daily routine. Remember, especially for us that we do mornings, in the morning is where you create your most strict routine. What I mean is that you probably do the same thing every weekday morning that you do on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, et cetera, it's pretty spot on. And if it's a little bit off, you get thrown off, right? And so once we build that into a morning radio show that people can tune in on the way and they can relate. We recently had a listener call in and say just that, that she was having a very difficult time connecting with her 17-year-old daughter. And they had just gotten into a fight the night before. That morning, it was cold. We've all been there, right? That ride to school, you're not getting along with your parents. It's just the awkwardness, the tension. And we did something on the show where they both laughed at the same time. And literally to the point where they're almost in tears of joy, but then it turned into tears of, I'm sorry, mom. I'm sorry. And they brought them together again, right? It's that family unity. And
that, but then they shared that with you. Is,
yes.
That's what is really incredible.
And that's what we're trying to do through radio, Erica, is we want to be the meal that people of all ages come around and share and enjoy together. And that is really our goal every day that we do radio on the Shaboy Show. It's like, how can we bring multi-generational and multicultural audiences together around this meal and just have fun and encourage and empower each other?
Love that.
Thank you.
So we have a campaign that ongoing that Radio Works Because, and from your perspective, if you could just share with us Radio Works Because.
Radio works because it's authentic, it's real, it's fun, it's encouraging, and people trust us because we're their best friends every morning.
And radio matters because?
Radio matters because people want to feel connected. They want to feel like they belong to something. We all do. We all have that sense of belonging. And that is one of the most basic things in our human need. And radio provides that. You belong to something. You do matter. And we're here for you every time when you tune in.
Is there anything I didn't ask you that you've thought about in our conversation that you want to share?
Erica, I'm just so grateful to you and your team for doing this, because I really do believe that we got to be myth busters in the sense that radio is no longer as powerful or a powerful medium. And it's actually very powerful still. We see it on a daily basis and the impact and the campaigns that we run. I would just encourage advertisers to continue giving us a shot and connect with talent that aligns with the target audience that you're trying to reach. Don't just look at numbers. Don't just look at impressions and sell that. Look at concepts. Look at, does this make sense for this talent? Who is their audience? What makes them unique? And base your campaigns around that. And have fun.
Again, you're an amazing inspiration. I am in awe of what you do every day, because I know it's not easy. You make it look easy, but I know it's not easy. And just know how much we appreciate you and your team, and we wish you much continued great success.
Thank you, Erica. Wish you all the best. We're super grateful. And thank you for the support. And anything you need, we're here for y'all.
As we just heard, the Shaboy Show is not targeting a specific format, but it's representing a bilingual and bicultural lifestyle. Edgar shares that they are creating content in a radio or an audio studio, but radio is only one way that they're reaching their audience. He thinks of it as 3D, on the air, digital, and grassroots, meaning how people can feel that they're next to them physically or emotionally.
If you'd like to learn more about radio and its many benefits, we invite you to visit us at rab.com, or you can email us directly at askrab@rab.com. Until next time, it's Radio on Main Street.